Hey there, dopamine junkies. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood brain-boosting guide, back with another episode of Dopamine Hacker where we outsmart the scroll and reclaim our minds. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? Ever get that sinking feeling when you realize you've spent an entire afternoon scrolling through TikTok rabbit holes while your actual life is calling? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can hack our brains to find joy, focus, and balance in the midst of all this digital noise. And today, we're diving into something super powerful: mindful movement and exercise for mental well-being. We're not just talking about grueling gym sessions or marathons here, though those are awesome too. This is about finding ways to move your body that feel good, energize you, and actually make you want to get up and go. Here's the lowdown on 5 key takeaways. Number 1, moving your body releases those glorious brain chemicals dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, all of which are essential for feeling happy, calm, and focused. Think of it like a natural mood booster. When you exercise, you're essentially giving your brain a high five, telling it, hey, we've got this. Number 2, mindfulness is about being present in the moment, paying attention to your breath, your body sensations, and your surroundings. When you combine mindful movement with exercise, it amplifies those benefits tenfold. You're not just working out, you're actively engaging with your body and mind, creating a sense of deep connection. Number 3, ditch the idea that exercise has to be boring or monotonous. Find something you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, yoga, swimming, even playing frisbee with your dog. When movement feels like fun, it's way more sustainable. Number 4, listen to your body. Don't push yourself too hard, especially when starting out. Rest when you need it, modify exercises as necessary, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Remember, consistency is key, not perfection. You're building a healthy habit, not training for the Olympics. And finally, number 5, make movement a part of your daily routine, even if it's just for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk during your lunch break, do some stretches while watching TV. Every little bit counts. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and that mental fog is setting in. You know you need to move, but the thought of hitting the gym feels like climbing Mount Everest. Enter the power of mindful movement. Instead of dreading it, try putting on some upbeat music, taking a walk outside, or doing some light yoga stretches. Focus on your breath, feel your muscles working, and enjoy the fresh air. Boom. You've just transformed your mental state in minutes, no gym membership required. Remember, friends, you don't have to be an athlete or fitness guru to reap the benefits of mindful movement. It's about finding what feels good for you and making it a part of your daily life. Small changes can lead to big results both physically and mentally. So get out there, move your body, and feel that dopamine surge. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you, share this episode with your friends who could use a brain boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it and let me know what other topics you'd love to explore on Dopamine Hacker. Together, we can outsmart the scroll and reclaim our minds one mindful movement at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.